Good morning. It's March 26th, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. In the latest chapter of legal dramas involving high-profile figures, former President Donald Trump finds himself at the center of two significant legal battles. The outcomes could have substantial implications for his future, both financially and in terms of potential legal liabilities. Firstly, the stage is set for jury selection in Trump's hush money trial related to a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, with proceedings commencing on April 15th. Despite efforts to push back the date, Trump's defense team was unsuccessful, a development that visibly frustrated them. This case continues to draw widespread attention for its potential ramifications on Trump's public image and legal standing. Simultaneously, Trump faces challenges in a separate civil fraud case. In a recent turn of events, a state appeals court significantly reduced Trump's bond from $464 million to $175 million. This reduction, which Trump heralds as a victory, requires him to pay within 10 days to avoid the seizure of assets by the New York Attorney General. Furthermore, the court issued a stay on the judgment that previously barred Trump from holding public office within a company, although it stopped short of granting all of Trump's requests, such as the prohibition of an independent monitor. Despite the reduction in bond, the state attorney general's office has made it clear that Trump will still face accountability for the alleged fraud. Trump, undeterred, is prepared to escalate the appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. Adding another layer to the saga, Trump could see a financial lifeline from a merger with Digital World Acquisition Corp., potentially netting him nearly 80 million shares estimated to be worth around $3 billion. These developments underscore the complex legal and financial landscape Trump navigates as he contends with these legal battles. Each case not only impacts his immediate circumstances, but also sets precedents for how similar cases might be handled in the future. In a pivotal moment at the United Nations, the Security Council has taken a stand on the ongoing conflict in Gaza, passing a resolution that demands an immediate ceasefire and the release of hostages. This decision comes as a significant development, especially with the United States choosing to abstain from the vote, a move that diverges from its historically consistent stance within the Council. The resolution, which is the first of its kind since the war in Gaza commenced this past October, signals a critical juncture in international efforts to address the conflict. The abstention by the U.S. not only marks a notable shift in its approach, but also adds a layer of complexity to its relationship with Israel. In a direct response to the resolution, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a previously planned trip to Washington, underscoring the strained ties and heightened tensions resulting from the Security Council's decision. The resolution has been met with varied reactions from countries involved in or observing the conflict. Egypt has lauded the resolution as an essential step towards halting the ongoing bloodshed, while Qatar views it as a hopeful beginning to what could lead to a permanent cessation of fighting in Gaza. This international call for peace reflects a collective desire to see an end to the hostilities that have marked the region for months. As the world watches, the impact of this resolution and the U.S.'s decision to abstain will undoubtedly unfold in the days to come, potentially setting the stage for a new phase in the approach to resolving the conflict in Gaza. In a deeply personal revelation that has resonated across the globe, Princess Kate Middleton and King Charles of Britain are both courageously facing their battles with cancer. With the royal family typically maintaining a private stance on personal matters, this openness marks a significant moment, shedding light on their human side and fostering a connection with people everywhere facing similar challenges. Princess Kate is currently undergoing chemotherapy for early-stage cancer, a treatment known for its rigorous demands on the body. King Charles is also receiving treatment for cancer, though specific details about his condition have not been disclosed. This situation has brought the royal family closer, as evidenced by an emotional lunch shared between Kate and Charles, showcasing their mutual support during this difficult time. In response to Kate's diagnosis, Dr. Wendy Baer, a psychiatric oncology director, has offered advice on how parents might approach discussing their medical conditions with their children, emphasizing the importance of openness and support within the family unit. The royal family's decision to be transparent about their health struggles is not only a personal choice, but also a gesture intended to offer comfort and support to others navigating similar paths. The effects of chemotherapy, including a weakened immune system and prolonged fatigue, may lead to limited public engagements for Princess Kate and potentially King Charles as well. This adjustment in their royal duties underscores the seriousness of their health battles and the prioritization of their recovery. The public's response to the royals' health disclosures has been significant, with Macmillan Cancer Support witnessing an increase in online visits following Princess Kate's message. This indicates a broader conversation about cancer awareness and support for those affected. Meanwhile, the need for privacy and respect during this time has been highlighted, calling for discretion from journalists and the public alike. Despite the challenges, the royal family remains focused on recovery and supporting one another, with King Charles expected to attend the traditional Easter Sunday service at St. George's Chapel in Windsor. Their resilience is further bolstered by external support, including from Sarah, Duchess of York, who has battled cancer herself and expressed admiration for Kate's strength and grace. In facing their health battles publicly, Princess Kate and King Charles are not only navigating their own paths to recovery, but also illuminating the way for others, demonstrating the power of vulnerability and the strength found in unity. In a dramatic turn of events, the UK Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden has pointed fingers at Chinese state actors for orchestrating cyber attacks on UK members of parliament and the Electoral Commission. This accusation sets a new precedent in the digital espionage arena, marking a significant escalation in cyber tensions between the UK and China. A recent report from the UK government has shed light on the involvement of APT31, a group backed by the Chinese state, in a cyber attack that compromised the data of 40 million UK voters. This revelation has triggered a coordinated response from the US and UK governments, leading to sanctions against individuals and a company linked to this nefarious group. Notably, the US has expanded its sanctions to include Chinese government hackers accused of targeting critical infrastructure, spotlighting the Wuhan Xiaoruiji Science and Technology Company Limited for its role in facilitating malicious cyber operations. The legal ramifications of these cyber intrusions have seen the US Department of Justice charging two Chinese nationals, along with five other hackers, with conspiracy to commit computer intrusions and wire fraud. Mirroring this action, the UK has imposed sanctions on the same individuals for their attempts to undermine British democratic institutions and the Elections Agency. These developments signal a significant shift in the diplomatic relationships between the US, UK, and China, effectively closing the chapter on the golden era of their interactions. Furthermore, the emergence of generative artificial intelligence poses a new frontier in cyber warfare, with the potential to enhance the sophistication of misinformation campaigns, unauthorized access to sensitive information, and manipulation of voter sentiment. In response to these mounting threats, the UK government has committed to taking decisive steps to safeguard the nation's interests. Part of this strategy involves the publication of new guidelines aimed at bolstering the protection of electoral management systems. As this story continues to unfold, the implications of these cyber attacks and the international response to them will undoubtedly shape the future of global cybersecurity and diplomatic relations. As the conflict between Ukraine and Russia takes a perilous turn, the world watches closely. The use of missiles and drones marks a significant escalation, bringing the war into a new, more dangerous phase. Ukrainian President Zelensky has made a public plea for more air defense systems. This request comes as missiles not only threaten Ukraine's security, but also breach Poland's airspace, highlighting the conflict's potential to spill over national borders. Ukraine's energy infrastructure has suffered as a result, with significant damage reported. The human cost of this escalation is tragically evident, with civilian casualties mounting in Kharkiv and Kherson. These developments have prompted Ukraine to seek increased support from its Western allies, amidst a backdrop of stalled aid from the U.S. due to internal political dynamics. The situation is further complicated by the suspension of work in the U.S. House of Representatives and the passage of a funding bill by President Biden, reflecting the impact of the conflict on U.S. domestic politics. Additionally, the use of advanced weaponry, including hypersonic missiles, raises concerns about the intensification of the conflict. International media coverage is also under strain, as seen with reading restrictions on Le Monde's website, indicating the broader implications of the conflict. With the situation remaining tense and fears of further escalation, the international community watches on, hoping for a resolution to a conflict that shows no signs of abating. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.